Belinda Audio and Audible Studios present The Squire, written by Duncan M. Hamilton and read by John Lee.
The sun beat down on Werner as he stared at the camel and rider in front of him. He rolled in the saddle with his camel's unfamiliar gait as the single-file caravan wended its way across the windswept yellow sands, scratching its solitary trail across them until the wind wiped them clean once more. He did his best to ignore the heat and the discomfort caused by the robes that covered all but his eyes. His clothes were heavy and sodden with sweat. They chafed, yet peeling them back invited far worse. A mere hour, with his head and arms uncovered to find some relief from the heat, had resulted in stinging burns on all of his exposed skin. The dark-skinned guides had laughed at him and continued to snigger each time they saw his bright red complexion when they stopped in the evenings, and the sun was weak enough to bear. Everything about this journey, a trade expedition carrying enough contraband to Talastrian steel ore to see him spend the rest of his life in prison in his homeland, made Werner nervous. But he knew that great risk was required for great reward. From the moment he'd been old enough to form the thought, he'd said he'd be damned if he lived the life of his father, working a stall in the market of Falkenbrunn, a small town in Ruripathia, his homeland in the distant north. From the moment he had loaded his cargo of contraband metal, he had felt as though there was a weight on his chest. Even though the dangers he had feared most, discovery and arrest before he had departed Ruripathia's shores, were now well past, there were many more to face. The deserts of Shandahar were deadly to those not versed in their ways. That meant he was entirely reliant on the guides they'd hired for this portion of the journey. Werner hated to be reliant on anyone. He was far too dependent on men he didn't know and didn't trust. From the men he had purchased the contraband to Talastrian steel ore from, keeping their mouths shut, the sea captain who'd sailed them all this way south, to the guides and translators he was now using. That added to the load he felt on his chest, and he was beginning to wonder if it was all worth the effort. The fact that they were near the end of this leg of the journey, where he would deliver the ore and take his payment, was of little comfort. Werner could only think on the fact that they would have just as many days on horse and camel making the return crossing to the coast, facing the hostile desert, bandits, and then a long sea voyage along a dangerous coast. As he surveyed the sea of yellow, he struggled to remember what the rolling fields of green back home looked like. It was hard to imagine now. He'd been told that Shandahar wasn't all a vista of endless rolling yellow and white sands, punctuated by oases every few days. Several great rivers cut their way through the sea of sand, winding their way down from the mountains distant to the east. Along their banks, Shandahar was said to be a veritable paradise of lush meadows, tropical fruit trees, songbirds, and spices. The Shandahari Khagans made their kingdoms along these rivers, abandoning the sands to those brave, foolish, or desperate enough to venture into them. It hadn't taken much to convince Werner that they could not travel along the river. Their illicit cargo was much prized by officials and bandits alike. Their passage needed to be as invisible as possible. Talastrian steel was sought after the world over. Most of it came from the Talastrian mountains in eastern Ruripathia, and the trade on that metal was strictly controlled by the Ruripathian crown. Werner's ore had come from a newly discovered mine, the ore sold by the prospectors before the princess's officials could seize the mine and place it under their control. From the moment he had handed over payment, Werner had been an outlaw, if he was discovered. He had broken one of the most aggressively enforced laws of his land, but so long as he didn't get caught, the potential reward was enormous. Despite the hardship he now felt, despite the distance he'd had to travel in order to sell it safely, Werner had no regrets. If this was what it took to avoid the fate of his father, beaten to death at the end of a busy day in the market for the meager takings in his purse, then it was far less than Werner was willing to do.